And I found a wonderful passage For this week's inspiration, it's from Isaiah 43:18. Remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. A lot of times, we're given that second chance, and we make that fatal mistake of bringing the former things, the things of old, into our new chance. And once again, things are ruined. We end up defeated again in many ways. So take that as a lesson. When someone asks you for forgiveness, you forgive, and forgive honestly. Do not go back when there's a new situation and remind them of what they did prior. Do not bring up the past, because that will do nothing but lead us into an upcoming show, which I call Stirring the Pot. It will stir up all of the old emotions, all of the old feelings, all of the old anger, all of the old disagreements, and one will lead to another and another and another. So do not stir the pot by bringing up the past. This is your second chance. This is your second chance. So do not blow it. And in the same breath, when you ask for forgiveness from someone and they forgive you, do not go back to the old ways that caused the problem in the first place. Do not do that. You want to move forward in a positive manner. So do not keep bringing up the past. Why do we do this constantly? Do we really want the second chance that God has given us? Or is this just some type of a game? You cannot expect people to keep giving you second chances and continuing the same vicious cycle and expecting a different result. You've heard me say it before. You've heard thousands of people say it before. That is simply insane. It is insanity. You have to break the vicious cycle. You have to want to make that change. You have to be honest about forgiving and forgiveness. And being forgiven, you have to be honest about that and work at it. Some of us need to work a little harder than others. You need to work at it. But keep moving forward, not backward. And another aspect of this, if you're in relationships, you know, this is healing through hurt. One of the key emphasis is healing. And right now we're going to talk a bit about relationships. You know, in my Healing Through Hurt group on Facebook, I just wrote yesterday, I had found a wonderful, wonderful audition from a young lady. She was on The X Factor. Her name was Ashley Williams. She did Whitney Houston's rendition of I Will Always Love You. And I spoke about the fact I put a human face on what I do, which is inspirational and motivational speaking, and trying to keep people on that positive track. So I told them, us inspirational speakers, we hurt too. I was talking to a gentleman months ago. Well, I sent him a message to tell him that obviously I wasn't the one for him. We had made future plans and things, but I let him go. Well, we got together a few weeks ago for my birthday. And he promised the change, and he had left everything right where it was in his home, all of my personal items and things that I had forgotten that I even had that. He was expecting or hoping that I would return one day. And I did. We had a great time for my birthday. He had already made plans for doing something special for my birthday when we were still together the first time. Well, I let him back. And nothing really changed. So, how does that old adage go? Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. But I added extra, fool me a third time. I'm just a dang fool. There won't be a third time for us because it's evident that I'm not the one for him. And as I said, he never raised his hand to me, and I'm not so sure that he ever lied to me. But his lifestyle, his drive, his work schedule, things like that mean more to him than developing something with me. His communication. When we first started talking, it was great. When we became a couple, he shut down. So, you know, that hook, line, and sinker lore doesn't work anymore. So, again, sometimes we have to move on, even though we've forgiven someone. And I'm not going to sit up here and argue with him about the past. We tried to communicate so I could understand what went wrong, why it went wrong, and are we willing to fix it? But even then, it was worse than pulling teeth. So it's time for me to let him go. No hard feelings. None whatsoever. But at my age and his age, we should be able to handle ourselves a little bit better. And for me, I know that God has someone out there for me. And in God's time, not mine, we will come together. And hopefully I'll be prepared to accept that particular blessing when he is presented to me. But again, sometimes we let people back who should be let go. Sometimes it's just the way things happen. And again, some of us are given second chances. In one of the most profound ways, we've been at death's door. And we have been given that next chance at life. As many of you know, I was there. I had the NDE, the near-death experience, the whole nine yards back in January. As a matter of fact, I'm sitting up here right now, not feeling my best, feeling the same pains that I felt that started me on my downward spiral back in January. Hopefully, it's not the same thing. So we'll just pray on that. But I was brought back for a reason, and that reason was not to deal with the buffoonery and frivolity that so many people tend to want to live and experience and bring into others' lives. I don't have time for that. I was brought back for a reason. I'm on a mission that I'm trying to complete before my time will be ended permanently in this world. That wasn't it. But we know that for a lifespan is just the short amount of time. So we have to make the best of it and do the right things. So when God gives you that type of second chance, don't blow it. You come back with a clean slate. Why taint it all over again? And I just want you to think about that. Think about the fact that if you get a second chance at love, at life, you're forgiven by everyone you've harmed in some way. Do not stomp on it, disrespect it. Do not destroy that chance by doing everything and some extra that you did in the past. So don't do it. Do not waste your chances on people who are not worthy of you wasting any more of your time, your heart, your mind, your body, your spirit, your soul on. Don't give away the chances that you have, that you're in control of. Do not give them away lightly. People need to understand it's not their right to be given a second chance. It's a privilege. And that privilege goes both ways. I understand that if I'm given a second chance, it's a privilege. It's not my right. And for those who we forgive, they need to understand that it's my right to decide to afford them that privilege, just as it is theirs to do the same to me. So again, second chances. You have one. Some people who are the anomalies get third, fourth, and fifth chances for whatever reason. It's not my place to question God's decision making and those circumstances. But some of us are only given a second chance, one time around, maybe for each different scenario and situation. So just remember Isaiah 43:18. Remember, not the former things, nor consider the things of old. All involved parties need to go into that second chance with an open slate, clean slate. Brand new, just out of the package. Never taint the second chance with things from the past. So again, I hope you're still lying back, doing some breathing exercises, eyes closed. Take some deep breaths. Think about the second chances. Pray for those second chances. You can go back now to your childhood. Find childhood friends. You wrong them, ask for forgiveness. You may develop a new friendship. You may become your best friend. That's a beautiful second chance. And if you get a second chance at love, life, don't blow that. A second chance is a blessing from God. Don't disrespect that. If you're given a second chance to shine, to do something wonderful with your life, don't blow that. Make it happen. Because when you make it happen for yourself, it happens for others. Let your light shine. Live a different life. Go down a different road. Pave a new road. So starting today, figure out what you're going to do with your second chance. It's coming for so many of you. So what are you going to do with that second chance? Blow it and hope for a third, or make the very best of it? There's something to be said for that old adage, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Each day can be the beginning of a new chapter. So make it right. Enjoy your second chance. And before we go, as always, I have a couple of announcements for you about some upcoming events. You know, this coming Friday at 7 p.m., it's my Starting Over, Where Do I Begin? Teleseminar and webinar for your new life. This is an introductory session. And you can get more information if you go to startingovermyway.eventbrite.com. You can register there. This is a free event. So feel free to register. It's this coming Friday, October the 4th, starting at 7 p.m. Starting Over, Where Do I Begin? You can go to startingovermyway.eventbrite.com and register. I hope to see you there. This is going to be power-packed. We're going to try to start you on that road to rediscovering the new you. It's a road that even I am walking. I'm going to share my story with you. I'm going to share my journey with you. And we're going to start to put the roadmap in place for your individual healing. A new start. And one more. My friends at the Domestic Violence Center of Howard County, they're having their 7th annual Hope Bowl coming up on October the 5th from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Brunswick Columbia Lanes. You can register at www.dvcenter.org. That's www.dvcenter.org. And that's the 7th annual Hope Bowl for the Domestic Violence Center of Howard County. I hope that you will be able to get together your family and friends or your work group and join them to support such a great cause. So again, I hope to see you at my event on October the 4th, starting at 7 p.m. also, for Starting Over. Where do I begin? You can call in or you can join me online. Either way, whatever suits you, this will be a power-packed session to introduce you to my new workshops that will be starting in November. So again, it's Starting Over, Where Do I Begin? startingovermyway.eventbrite.com to register for this free event. And the 7th Annual Hope Bowl presented by the Domestic Violence Center of Howard County, October the 5th, 2013, from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Brunswick Columbia Lanes. Registration is open at www.dvcenter.org. It's an evening of fun and friendly competition featuring music by TNT disc jockeys. They also have refreshments, raffles, and great prizes. So, hope you'll come out on October 5th for the Domestic Violence Center of Howard County's event. And as always, always, I pray each of you enough. I pray enough sunshine to brighten your rainy days. I pray you enough rain to make your gardens grow beautifully. I also pray enough smiles to turn that frown you've been carrying around upside down. But most of all, I pray you enough strength and courage to face whatever may be coming your way this week and beyond. And you know, healing through hurt and the Sunday morning meditation are sponsored by the Wall Foundation Incorporated, which is an IRS-recognized 501c3 nonprofit. If you'd like to get involved or keep up with all of our latest happenings, you can join us on Facebook at Healing Through Hurt iTalk Radio, presented by the Wall Foundation, Inc. Or you can give us a call at 202-618-2556 or email us at contact@thewallfoundationinc.org. And if you'd like to write, our address is Post Office Box 272 in Randallstown, Maryland, 21133. And if you're on Twitter, we're wall_foundation there. And of course, if you're on Google Plus, we are the Relationship Recovery Group there. Join me there. And in case you're wondering, I am more than 98% of the time the person who actually is updating, responding to, and sending out all of the messages on all of the social media sites. It's a great way to contact me, and I will be sure to respond to your post or your message personally. And secondly, I have a new email address, healingwithmaria@yahoo.com. That is the place where you can send all of your inquiries, questions, and anything that you want to talk about. Join me there, because that's a lesser known email right now, and you'll be sure to get in, and I will respond to you. So just remember, we also have the main website, thewallfoundationinc.org, where you can find all of the updates and, of course, information on the past programs and shows and things that we do have in the works. But there's also the section to donate there and on the Facebook site. So if you'd like to get involved or donate, of course, all of your donations are tax deductible to the fullest extent of current laws here in the United States. And if you go on the coaching page, life coaching page, you can send me a message there. And you can also sign up for our upcoming workshops and programs starting in November. But I'll give you more information on all of that when I see you this Friday at the free webinar and teleseminar. The music jumped up for some reason. Sorry about that. But when I see you this coming Friday at the Starting Over teleseminar and webinar, This is a free event. So if you're ready to start over, feel free to join me. Register today. Registration, I believe, closes on Thursday. So get your spot. It's filling up quickly, but I hope to see you there. So until next time, be well, be blessed. And I do pray each and every one of you enough. This is Maria Wall, signing off for the day. I hope to see you back here next week for our Sunday morning meditation.